Good evening and welcome to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville, a day earlier than normal due to some activities going on down in Kansas City the rest of the weekend with the Bearcat football team playing in the national championship game. The team will be away down there, and we will be talking a little bit about Bearcat football later on with a member of the Bearcat football team. And Maryville native and Jonathan Baker will be joining us tonight. We'll also be talking with Athletic Director Mel Churchman about the weekend as well. And we'll talk about men's basketball with Head Coach Ben McCollum. That's all coming up on the show this evening from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Alongside Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey. And Matt, it's an exciting week leading up to the big game on Saturday.
Yeah, absolutely. Saturday is going to be just incredible. When you see how fast and how many tickets were sold for that game, after Saturday, I mean, it's just incredible, and the excitement level is huge everywhere you go. Everybody talking about the game, and like we talked about, with this being kind of an unexpected result when you look at the start of the season, I think that's made it even more fun than the previous trips that we've had to the championship game. Of course, being in Kansas City doesn't hurt either.
No, it doesn't. And really, I think that's part of the buzz here, that really getting more buzz about this game maybe than, except maybe the first two in 98 and 99, all of a sudden really a lot of enthusiasm about this just because it's something new going down to Kansas City.
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, and it's something better for the team as well. When you think about it, they typically would leave on Wednesday and be down in Alabama the rest of the week, having to sleep in hotels, practice on unfamiliar fields, things like that. Well, they get an extra day to practice at home before they have to go down to Kansas City. Don't have to be down there as long. And even in Kansas City, I mean, they're very familiar with the area. It's a comfort level that they'll have that's higher than even just getting back to a championship game where they've been many years, obviously. So their comfort level is going to be much, much higher than Shepherd will on Saturday.
And if the weather forecast is right, it looks like we'll have just as good weather, if not better, than some of the games we've had down in Florence.
Yeah, I remember the last year in Florence, and coming back, it was, you know, in the 70s down there. Here, there was about a foot of snow, and I got to thinking, you know, if they'd have played this game in Kansas City for the first time this year, it wouldn't have been so great. But they had decent weather last year, and it looks like it's going to be great weather this year, great crowd, and boy, I just can't wait. The days can't go by fast enough.
Yeah, I think coming back from the last trip down to Florence is almost like it was planes, trains, and automobiles, too, for a lot of people trying to find a way back through all that.
Yeah, you know, there was one guy, I won't name any names, that wore shorts down in Alabama and realized when we landed in Kansas City that might not have been the wisest thing to do, but my legs recovered.
who was that?
Yeah, when you're shoveling snow with shorts on and it's up to about mid-shin, you kind of realize you ought to plan ahead for your destination, just not just where you're leaving from.
Bearcat football team also had an exciting win in the semifinals with West Georgia. Again, it was a team that Northwest hadn't played before, and a really close game up until about a latter stage of the fourth quarter, where they made a couple big plays and broke things open a bit.
Yeah, I think what was most interesting is Northwest obviously had another great start, and West Georgia just did not play a good first half. It was something that I didn't anticipate, but like we talked about at halftime of that game, we knew they could potentially be a quick strike offense, and they turned around and showed that there in that third quarter, making it a close ball game, getting a couple of long touchdown passes to get it to within a point, and you know, keeping everybody jumping around and in the ball game and excited. And then, of course, the long pass play to George Seal for the touchdown, and then the interception return for a touchdown by Bryce Enyard, giving Northwest the difference that they would need to win that ball game. It was just a fun football game all around. Of course, it helps the Cats were winners in that game, but you know, I would think anybody that was just a college football fan would have enjoyed watching that game on Saturday.
And the Bearcats get a chance to face a team they haven't played before in Shepherd, which makes it a little more exciting as well for the national championship.
Yeah, a third time in the postseason. You know, usually if you get one of those, especially when you've been in the postseason a lot and you see teams that have been in the postseason a lot, but you know, with some change up in regions over the last couple of years, it kind of allowed Northwest a couple of extra new teams that they got to face. And then in the championship game, that's the best chance you're going to get to face a new team. So far the success has been good against the previous two, and hopefully it'll be that way against Shepherd on Saturday.
As far as basketball goes, they've got a trip this weekend. They'll be in Jefferson City on Friday night to face Lincoln. We'll have Matt Brown do the ball games from there on Friday. And then after that, they head over to St. Charles for a conference matchup as well with Leonard Wood on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, absolutely. Back-to-back Sundays that they'll be in action. Of course, last week's Saturday game was moved to Sunday because of the semifinal. So It'll be a little bit of a routine, but, you know, what'll be fun for the guys is finals will be over with, and gals, the finals will be over with, so they can just now for the next 3 weeks just focus on basketball. Obviously, the games this weekend and then preparing for the remainder of the MIAA schedule, they can take a few weeks where school doesn't have to be a concern like it is during the semester. So they'll be able to make probably some of their bigger in-season strides here over the next few weeks.
And how about the men's basketball team and the way they're playing basketball right now?
It's just, it's incredible. To get wins on the road at the three places that they have so far in a single season, it would be incredible. But to do it in back-to-back-to-back games on the road to start conference play, they've really made a statement. And, you know, they're going to – not that they weren't anyway – they're going to get everybody's best shot just because of what they have done through the first four games of this season.
Ken, we are broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville this evening on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Support for the program comes from the Stuner Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, now located near the Northwest Campus at the corner 4th and Fillmore in Maryville. Stuner Body provides Bearcat fanwear, custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation. And support also comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square, open for lunch and dinner, and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. And more information available at 660-582-2699. We also have some giveaways tonight. Karen Lawrence, our sideline reporter here to our left this week, is get that right this time around. She moved on us last week. But anyway, she's been out handing out some of those registration slips, and we'll have some winners of some different Bearcat things coming up here later tonight. So that's coming up on our program here this evening. And again, coming up next, we'll be talking with the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchmas. He'll be joining us on the show right after this timeout. Again, it's the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from National Investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni are Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. I'm joined now by Athletic Director, Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchman. Mel, you've got a thing or two going on this week, don't you?
It's been a busy week so far, and, you know, we're looking forward to keeping busy for the next 3 days. But it's an exciting week. Great opportunity for, you know, for first of all, for our team and our coaches and for our fans. I think it's an experience that is going to be a little different than anything we've experienced before. In some respects, similar to Arrowhead, but in other respects, even better than that. So we're really looking forward to it, John.
Yeah, there was always something a little on the line with the matchup at Arrowhead, of course, with the opponent in Pittsburgh State, but this is the ultimate. This is the most that can be on the line.
Yeah.
And I really think the venue plays better for to be a good atmosphere for this game than even Arrowhead might be.
Well, I think so. You know, I mean, Arrowhead, obviously, a few times, or, you know, quite a few times, we had the lower ring. We had a really good group in the lower ring, but the tops were obviously empty. And this place is going to be – fairly close to being filled the way it looks. And so I think it's going to be just a great atmosphere. You're so close to the field, too. You know, the fans, there's no track or anything in between the field and the bleachers. And then I think the other thing, the people that I've talked to that have been there for soccer, the fact that all the seats are covered, the sound goes up and it comes right back down. And I think it might be just a bit noisy down there on the field on Saturday afternoon. And that really is that'll really make it a lot of fun. And, you know, our fans have done such a great job. The playoffs, and again, Saturday night, Saturday afternoon, what a great atmosphere. You know, I was standing on the sideline. I don't know. I think it was in the third quarter. And, you know, our fans were really into it. Kelly Quinlan was standing there, and I just said, you know, you can't beat Bearcat Stadium. I mean, it's just awesome. And this will be a chance for our fans to really experience that in a bigger venue. And it should be just, like you said, it's for everything. So what more can you ask for?
Now, I was talking to Matt a little bit earlier about this, but it seems like the buzz around town reminds me a lot of 98 and 99, the first couple times going down to Florence, where everybody's so excited about going down to Kansas City this year.
I think I think that's really true, John. You know, it's all different. And, you know, 2 years ago or whenever it was when it was announced that Sporting had got was going to be the venue for the national championship. You know, our fans are. Everybody in their mind was, well, we'll be there next year, and we didn't make it last year. And so the culmination now is we're there. And so it really is exciting. And I think everybody, it might even be more exciting because we had to wait a year to get there. So I can't wait till 3 o'clock Saturday.
Kind of along the lines of what you're talking about, and what I think makes sports fun is you can't assume anything. I mean, there's been many years where I think we assumed you had teams that were going to be successful in the playoffs that maybe lost in the first or second round. This year was a team that we didn't expect at the start of the year to necessarily do a whole lot. Here they are in the national championship game. Sports is just so unpredictable.
Well, it really is, and you know, I think really, it's just such a credit to our team and our coaches this year because they've done an awesome job. I feel good because I said back, you know, at the end of the summer, I've never seen a team work harder in the summer, and it's paying off. And, you know, I just hope that the younger guys are seeing that because we'd like to keep doing it. But, you know, and even then, even with all that hard work and everything, you have to have some breaks along the way, and everything's falling right for us. We've made our breaks, and so we've got that opportunity.
I think David Boyce had a nice article that's on the BearcatSports.com website. I think it was posted today just about the off-season work that this team went involved with, really starting in December to get to this particular point, and how he was able to see this team grow together as the months go along, getting to Saturday's game.
Well, there's, you know, John, that's really true. You don't win championships in August and September and October. You win championships, I think, from January to August. You know, that's when your team, not just the work, I mean, the work is important, but you grow together as a team. And when everybody's there is there working, when you get in a tight situation, you look at that guy next to you and you know how hard he's worked. And you're not going to let him down, and he's not going to let you down. And that's exactly what we see with this team. I mean, they are the ultimate family, care about each other. I don't think any one of them cares about any individual things. All they're worried about is, you know, giving their best effort and, you know, and taking care of each other. And that's how you win championships.
Obviously, there's been several trips in the past planned to Florence this year with Kansas City. Have you noticed much of a difference just in the preparation for getting down there and getting ready for the game on Saturday so far?
Well, it's a lot, as far as, you know, I think as far as the team is concerned, it's a lot easier. We don't have to worry about flights, and you don't have, you know, that distraction, because that is, that's, you know, that's a distraction, and it'll be a distraction for Shepherd, I'm sure, but it's a nice, easy trip for us. Now, some of the other things that go with it probably complicate it a little more, make it, you know, a little more busy for us. But as far as the team is concerned, I think it's going to be a much easier trip, you know, and they're going to adapt pretty well.
seems like, again, talking about the excitement for this, the tickets really went as fast as maybe faster than ever. I know there's a great line of cars Sunday wrapping around campus, really trying to get the first 2,000 tickets that went up for sale.
Well, if you talk to a lot of people, they went a lot faster than they should have. No, they did. You know what? People, I'm glad you asked that, John, because I can explain a little bit. But what people have to understand is the NCAA gives each team 2,000 tickets. Those are the seats right, you know, behind the three middle sections, right behind the bench, and that's, you know, for your fans. You know, you can sell those the way you want, so to speak. There's a couple of things on there that people, you know, we opened it up to season ticket holders, to booster club members, to parents, and to students. Those were the four criteria that those people could come and get buy tickets. And so when you look at the numbers, first of all, we've got over 2,100 season tickets, so that doesn't work out, you know, if you do it that way. I kind of think that we should have set aside some tickets for the coaches and their families. They've been working all year. We kind of like to have them have good seats, and then you got to take care of the players and their families. And so by the time you narrow that all down, you don't have 2,000 tickets anymore. And so there were some people that stood in line and didn't get tickets, and I felt bad about that. But on the other hand, at 6 o'clock Saturday night, we knew we were in the national championship game, and all you had to do is get on Ticketmaster, and there was lots of tickets available. Anybody could buy tickets, and they could buy as many as they want. So, I think it's all worked out. I would like for our fans to know that if there's anybody that doesn't have tickets, I think that we don't know how many, but Shepherd didn't sell their whole allotment of 2,000. At least that's what we've been told. They fly in tonight, so I think those tickets are either going to be on Ticketmaster tonight or tomorrow, and they're going to be great seats. Now, they're going to be on the other side of the field, but, 90% of the people in the stands are going to be wearing green anyway, so it really won't make a lot of difference. So if there are people out there that still want to buy tickets, or especially like our students or anything like that, my suggestion would be just watch Ticketmaster. All of a sudden, there's going to be a bunch of tickets over there on the east side, probably up a ways, because I'm sure that the Shepherd people took the best ones, but that's all right. They're still all good seats, so I think everybody's going to get in that wants to get in.
I've heard, and I've never been in the venue myself, but I've heard there's not a bad seat in the house anyway, so no matter where you end up, as long as you're inside the gates, you're going to enjoy watching this game.
I think that's really true. I've been there a couple of times. I haven't been to an event in there. Quite a few of our staff and our coaches, a number of them have been to soccer in there, and that's what they say. They say every seat's a good seat. So I think that, I'd encourage fans, if they still want to go, don't take the word that, they're all sold out, because there's going to be a lot of good seats for sale here probably in the next 24 hours.
As far as parking for people are coming down, what are some of the parking details that they need to keep in mind with this?
Well, first of all, there isn't any charge for parking. One thing I'd like to tell them, don't park in the Nebraska Furniture Mart parking lot, because you'll have to go to get your car, it'll be towed. They're pretty serious about that. But there's lots of different parking areas around the stadium. I think there'll be plenty of police, to direct the traffic to the parking. And from the Sporting, their soccer team, they sell out on a regular basis, and it doesn't seem to be a problem with parking. So I don't think parking will be an issue. You may have to walk a few blocks, but that's to be expected.
Boy, for anybody who's down in Florence, parking is going to be tremendous this time around, because that was kind of one of the tougher parts about being.
Well, that's
there.
What I always heard. We always had a good spot. It was about 8 steps from the bus to the locker room, and I did hear that there was some tough spots for parking. But I really do think it's going to be pretty convenient, and from what I've heard from other people, and we had quite a few fans that went last year to the national championship game, and they talked about the tailgating opportunities, and they said, it's really friendly to tailgating, and they encourage that, and so, it should just be a great day for all the Bearcat fans.
And again, 3 o'clock kickoff time. And really, what Matt and I were talking about too, what makes this a fun matchup too, is it's the first time that these two teams have played each other.
Well, yeah, you know, two weeks in a row, three of the last four games is an opponent we've never played before. You know, with Humboldt State and then West Georgia and now Shepherd. And so, you know, I haven't had a chance to really get down. I don't spend a lot of time down there anyway. Our coaches watch all the film, but. Just in the comments, our coaches have said it's going to be a tough football game. They say that in a lot of respects they're very similar to West Georgia. A big front on defense, pretty athletic, very athletic, and you know, they've got a really good running back. I think he rushed for 170 or something last week, and their quarterback was hurt, but supposedly he may be ready to go. And the guy that came in there was a drop down from Virginia Tech, and he was like a three-star recruit out of high school, and didn't seem to slow him down too much. So I think it's going to be a great challenge for us.
Yeah, and it's one thing. I know a lot of people don't have a lot of respect for the Northeast East, you know, when it comes to regions and that sort of thing. But, you know, they had to go through another region to get to this point. So to me, that says a lot that they're just in this ball game.
Right. You know, the East traditionally does not make it to the championship game. And this, matter of fact, I think this might be the first team from the East since I think Bloomsburg made it once around 2000 or somewhere, yeah. 2001, yeah. Somewhere in there. Yeah, they have to be a good team. You know, Grand Valley, of course, we know about Grand Valley, and Grand Valley was kind of on a roll. They were playing good. I was surprised that Grand Valley beat Pueblo at Pueblo. I didn't think that would happen, and they beat them pretty handily. So when I saw the score and Shepherd was up right away, 14-0, I thought, whoa, you know. So I think they'll be a very good opponent, and it should be a great football game.
What are some of the things you try to do during the week leading up to the national championship? Obviously a little bit different this week with it being in Kansas City, but just make sure the team is ready and stays focused on the game and not distracted by everything else that goes around it.
Well, you know, in a way, it kind of helps. This is test week, and so, you know, our kids are all taking semester tests, and so some of them had to scramble because, you know, we're leaving tomorrow morning. And so that leaves, you know, anybody that had tests scheduled on Thursday, they had to reschedule those and then they had to reschedule if they had tests in the afternoon after 2 o'clock because we've got practice. So I think in one respect, I think that kind of helps us because it doesn't give them a chance to really think about all the other things. It'll be a little bit of a distraction once we get down there and, you know, we all settle into the hotel and all that. But again, this is a group that's really focused, and they really have a good, mature outlook on the way they handle things. So I don't think it's going to be an issue.
Between coaches and staff and several of the players, getting to the championship game or playing in that game and everything that surrounds it, not just the game itself, the stuff that goes on, you know, the couple of days before and everything like that, takes some getting used to. There's a lot of potential distractions. Do you remember back in 98 how many of those extra things kept it tough to focus on football when it was the first time around?
Yeah, it you know, if you haven't been there before, it's definitely it's a learning experience. And you're right. And I, you know, at that time, I think it was even a little more. There was a few more things going on, and so you know, I remember in '98. I remember on Friday night about we went out for dinner, and we got back, and we had our meeting, and our kids just said, "We just want to go to bed." You know, they were tired, and so it really worked out well. And I think the fact that some of our kids have been through this before. More importantly, our coaches have all been through it, and they understand. And so, you know, Coach Doral and the staff, they do such a great job of preparing everybody for just the right situation and how to handle these things. So I think we'll be fine with all that.
Obviously a busy week leading up to the football game on Saturday, but also a busy week with other things going on. Basketball is underway, and an announcement about the women's basketball program today.
Well, yeah, we, you know, Michael Smith resigned today and for personal reasons, and so Buck Scheel, our assistant, has taken the team the last two games, and so he's going to be the interim head coach for the remainder of the season. And you know, I hope that that young basketball team responds. I felt like they responded pretty well on Sunday, and you guys saw them at Missouri Southern. I think we were very competitive there. So, you know, we want them to get going. And, you know, for Buck, the good thing is he has been a head coach before. He's got some head coaching experience, and I've got full confidence in him and that he's going to get things done. And, you know, so we're going to move forward with that. And, of course, the men are have had they're off to a great start. I think you know, I know Coach McCollum is going to be on here, but we're going to have a good challenge this week. I think Lincoln is much better than they have been, and it's always tough to play at Lindenwood. So it's a big week for basketball. It's a big week for obviously for football, and everybody else is going to take a few weeks off, and maybe I'm kind of looking forward to Sunday night when basketball's all over, and maybe we can just put things away for a few days, and I might even go Christmas shopping for Christmas.
So. That's the toughest part about having successful programs is finding time to Christmas shop.
Yeah, I know. No. I'm fortunate. I'm married to one of the best shoppers in the world, so I don't have to worry about any of that. So.
I don't think Carol heard you there.
No, she probably didn't. She doesn't. She usually doesn't.
Well, it's a fun week. Always a national championship week is a lot of fun. And, again, really a special week this week with the bring down Kansas City.
Well, it is. And you know what, John? We got to stop and think. We're pretty fortunate. This is what, the ninth national championship we've been in the last 15 years. And so our 16 years. That's pretty awesome. And, you know, I think when you stop and think about that, we're pretty blessed to have the program that we have and what our coaches are doing with it. I'm thrilled every day to come in and see how hard they're working and our kids and what it means. And let's go there Saturday and let's have a lot of fun and get another national championship.
All right, Mel, thanks a lot for bringing
thanks,
that
John.
Us. That's the athletic director at Northwest Missouri State, Mel Churchma, as he's with us on the program tonight from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. When we come back, we'll continue to talk football as we've got Jonathan Baker on in. He's a member of that Bearcat football team, the holder and a quarterback for the Bearcats. We'll talk with the Maryville native Jonathan Baker right after this time at us. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 660-582-8800.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering auto glass, rock chip repair, and replacement glass for tractors, combines, and other agricultural equipment. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or online at maryvilleglassandlock.com. Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. Before we talk more Northwest Missouri State football, we've got a student body gift card to give away, and our first one tonight going out to Robert Dewhurst. So, Robert, if you're here, he's here. He's right over there. Karen will come deliver. How's that sound? Karen will deliver that student body gift card for you, and we've got more of those coming up later in the show as well. Joining us now is Northwest backup quarterback, holder, signal extraordinaire. Had to get the microphone on the left-hand
side.
That's
right. Yeah, I'm experienced with this.
Because that's what you're used to, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. It's not superstition at all, is it?
At this part in the season, you could say that a little bit, yeah.
There's got to be a few of those.
Oh, yeah.
I know Rich, he's still wearing flip-flops.
He is.
And shorts.
He's, yeah.
So he's glad that this is the championship
game. Absolutely.
He's going to lose a couple of toes. But do you see some of that, some superstitions and things around the
locker room? Yeah, you definitely do. But, you know, in a sense, the guys know it's a superstition, and so I don't know how much they're serious about it, but it is kind of fun, you know, to just keep doing the same things. And it's almost a mindset, and it just kind of goes into the routine of everything, you know. Just a little superstition here, but it kind of leads into everything that we've been doing all year. You know, why change what's not broke is what we kind of always say as a joke, you know. So we definitely do that.
I've heard some coaches say it's not superstition, it's routine, and that's a totally different thing. So whatever you want to call
exactly,
it, I guess.
Yeah.
Well, has the feel been just a little bit different this week? I know you guys do a good job of taking everything week to week, but is there just a little bit different feel this week?
Yeah, there's especially with the way the students are working. We've got finals this week, so I don't know if the outside world knows that as much either, but I think early part in the week, you know, it's just kind of a little bit of stress as far as trying to get our finals going, you know, with this hectic week, because we know what's coming up Saturday. We're super excited about it. But at the same time, you know, we have to sit back and remind ourselves that we're student athletes, even though if we don't want to on a week like this, you know. So we've been trying to get those grades up, you know, those classes finished off, so that way we can pursue this football week that we're having. And we're definitely super excited about it. I know we have to sit back and think, yeah, we are super stressed a little bit, but at the same time, you know, how many student athletes in Division II right now have this problem of being stressed, you know? So we're definitely embracing it at the same time and looking forward to this week.
You had an experience or an opportunity to play for state championships down in St. Louis. Do you kind of have some memories coming back of, you know, preparing for a state championship game? Obviously, it's a lot higher level, but is there some similarities between the two?
Yeah, obviously different levels, like you're saying, but there are similarities as far as, you know, Coach Dorley's. He's talking about, you know, half the battle is just how you prepare for the week and how you handle the distractions, because there are going to be a lot of distractions, a lot of hype for Saturday. You know, we know what kind of crowd, you know, we expect to get Saturday. You can't shield yourselves away from that, but it's all about how you embrace it, you know, and it's the people that Coach Drool talks about. It's the players that really get into the game, get into the feel of the game first, that's going to make the difference. So attacking the week, knowing that we're going to have the same routine, knowing at the end of the week we are going to have some distractions, things we have to do, and to enjoy those opportunities, but at the same time know that we're there for a job and we're there to finish out our goals this year.
Well, I got to ask you, okay, about being a holder. Haven't had many chances, and I don't think people realize how important and how tough of a job that is. Just kind of take us through, say, one kick, what you have to go through to make sure that everything goes as well as possible for Simon or whoever's kicking.
Yeah, well, we definitely we watch film over the other team. You know, we watch what they kind of do, how they're trying to attack, you know, because if you watch our field goal block team, they don't take those plays off. They definitely go after the kick, and they really look forward to that opportunity, trying to block that kick. So we do the same, trying to block it, trying to defend the other team from blocking it. And so I go out there, I make a call on what direction, you know, we have our blocking scheme to go. It's a lot of based off of, you know, how Simon feels, or where the ball's lined up on the hash marks. You know, a college football field's a lot wider than it is in the NFL, so it makes those right hash, left hash kicks a lot different. And then Will Hartel is our long snapper, who we're great to have him, because he's been solid all year for us. And so there is that difficulty of trying to, you know, figure out which way to kick and all that stuff. But, that would be it.
How much is having the experience of being a quarterback, does that help you out in that situation?
It definitely helps me out, especially, like, let's say the snap is bad. You know, my option is to pass, obviously, if a broken down play. So having the experience to throw the ball a little bit helps. But just to remain calm in the situation, you know, we had a couple – situations like late in the half, where if you have no timeouts, you got to run out there and kick a field goal, you know, and just to try and be the vocal leader out there, because, you know, Simon, he needs to worry about kicking the ball, and that should be his only focus. So I'll be the one to, you know, vocalize out there, tell the guys where to line up. So that definitely helps.
Talk about the experience of being a backup quarterback. It's basically being the starter when you talk about preparation and things like that. Do you approach the week the same week as if you were the starting quarterback?
Yeah, absolutely. It's myself and Kyle Zimmerman. We definitely relish that opportunity to help Brady Bowles out. Brady's a guy who's a tremendous leader. You can see that in the film study room. You can see it on the field, off the field, in the locker room. And so what we try to do is we try to compliment him the best we can. You know, we try to all watch film and we talk it over. Coach Floor, our position coach, we all do a great job of communication. That's the key. When you're in a backup role like that, you understand you're not going to see everything that Brady's seeing on the field per se, but on that sideline you can see some things that are happening different than what Brady can always see. So we relish the opportunity to be able to talk things through. And you know, it takes a big man to be a starting quarterback and to listen to your backup quarterbacks at the same time, because he's got to understand that you're seeing some things different, and Brady's done a great job of that all year, and I think that's what works.
And then in game, you guys obviously are watching a lot of what's happening, and are you kind of making mental adjustments because, you know, every snap is a potential you're in the next play. So how tough is it to stay focused each and every snap?
Yeah, it's extremely tough. You have an idea of going into the game, what you want to accomplish, you know, what you want to do, but it's kind of like a reaction deal. It's football. You know, things can change in an instant. So that's what we try to do on the sideline, and Coach Floor does a great job of that too. And Coach Dorrell is communication. Like I was saying, that's the key for us as a position group and as an offense, and that trickles all the way down through the whole football team. Is when you're able to communicate that way, you're able to eliminate those surprises, because there are going to be surprises. There are going to be things that you didn't see on film, but it's how you adjust to those.
So you done with finals? You got any more tests?
Yes,
I'm
done.
So you can just—it's all football from here on out, right?
It was a big relief this morning. I took my last one, and the first thing I did was go into Coach Floor's office and watch some more film. It was just kind of one of those deals where it is hard, you know, managing your time, because you have a commitment to your football team, you have a commitment to your teammates, and at the same time you're trying to put your grades up, so you got to manage that.
Now, I can vouch for the fact he was studying for one of those tests today. He was in the newsroom with a couple other
right.
people doing a study group thing about 7 this morning. So.
And John was trying to bother us.
He didn't let him.
Yeah,
yeah, I can see that. Well, Jonathan, thanks for coming by. Now the finals are over. Enjoy the rest of the football week and, of course, Saturday down in Kansas City.
We're really looking forward to see all the Bearcat fans out there and definitely getting ready to play.
That's Jonathan Baker, backup quarterback and holder for Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back with more and talk basketball when we come back to Carson's here in downtown Maryville on KXCV KRNW.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Meyer Auto Center in Maryville, offering new vehicles from Chevrolet, Buick, GMC, and Cadillac. Meyer Auto Center also offers pre-owned vehicles and GM-certified service. More at MeyerCars.com or 660-582-2116.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. As we continue on, we'll be turning our attention to basketball. But first, we have another giveaway here as Cole Phillips is the recipient of a gift card from the Student Body. Again, Cole, if you're here, come over and see Karen right over to our left and pick up your gift card here. So congratulations, Cole, and there he is. Again, it's time to talk a little bit of basketball, and we're joined now by Devontae Mosby of the Northwest Missouri State men's basketball team, and it's been a heck of a year so far for you guys.
Yeah, it's been fun. We got out to a hot start in conference, and just continue to progress and get better.
And what've been some of the adjustments you've had to make coming in from William Jewell, transferring into the Bearcat program, and just kind of talk a little bit about coming in? It really seems like it's been pretty seamless from what we can tell, watching you guys, the way you've adapted to what Northwest likes to do.
Yeah, the coaching staff and the guys make it really easy. I think one of the things I've had to adjust with most is just kind of losing myself. And I had a lot of opportunities at Jewell to you know, score or do a lot of different things. But just being able to come here and hone in on what I do well and just helping out the team has been, like, the biggest adjustment. And like I said, the team makes it really easy.
What were some of the things that attracted you when you wanted to leave William Jewell and look for another school to play basketball? What were some of the things that attracted you to the Bearcat program?
Just the culture and Coach Mack and just how he just his mindset. I think me and him kind of see the game the same way. Just you can give all your effort and full energy and commit to the little things and good things will happen. And I think those are the two things, just the culture and the coaching staff.
I think one of the things that impresses me in watching you right early in the season too is coming from a program where you had a lot of success and you got a lot of playing time, where you're really coming off the bench in the Bearcat program, and you get your minutes, like as much many minutes as a starter would, but just coming in with the idea that you're going to be one of the first ones off the bench, and just kind of talk about making that adjustment.
It's definitely been an adjustment, just like with any player you want to play. And when you're used to playing, from the high school level to the college level, it can be a big adjustment. But I've kind of liked it. I've kind of just, like, fallen into it and committed to it. It kind of takes a little pressure off the way I start. I can kind of see how the game is progressing, see how Brett or Zach are being guarded or how they're guarding, and I can kind of just see where I fit and then just bring the energy, just bring what I have, and it's been awesome.
Hey, what's fun is just watch you on the boards. It really looks like you take a lot of pride in both offensive and defensive rebounds.
Yeah, something you can do. You can do every game. You can do, whether your shots are going in or not, or whether other things are going well, you can always go to the boards and be physical. And Coach Max kind of emphasized that this year, so I can do my part.
And it looks like you can also step out and hit the outside shot as well.
A little bit. Not as good as Z and Pitts and all them, but a little bit. I'll just do what I can.
How much fun is it to play with Pitts out there at the point?
He's a great player. Really smart player. He can play fast and still, make decisions and make the right reads. And then he's just a good teammate. And he makes everybody else better. And he picks up on everyone else's mistakes.
It really seems like he's a guy that he gets his points out there, but he also finds a way to distribute the ball to you guys where you're in a great position to go out for the shot.
He knows what he's doing out there. I kind of just let him do his thing. Sometimes you get in the mode of watching, like, wow, like, Pitts is doing his thing. Let me just set a pick and let him go.
So. Yeah, sometimes we see it's Pitts' world, and everybody's just fortunate to be in it.
Yep, and I'm glad he's on my team. So.
Sure. All right, well, can I talk about the play up to this point too? You look at the record, you guys could very easily be undefeated at this particular time with just a couple of tough losses there, but guys really have been coming out and taking care of business and against some very good teams on the road so far.
I think those non-conference games that we lost, those are kind of a blessing in disguise, honestly. The first game where we weren't really ourselves and we were trying to do things individually and not as a unit, kind of exposed us of what not to do. It just showed us like what we can't do. We can't play as individuals. And then kind of trying to put it together the second half of Augustana, and then losing the way we did is just like kind of put a chip on our shoulder. I mean, I think about it at the end of games. I've thought about it at the end of games since then, just how that game finished and how the level of play needs to go up, as the time goes down and as the clock winds down. So I'm really excited going into the rest of these next two games and hopefully just continue to get better as conference goes on.
A lot of road games early in the season, not only non-conference, but the conference season starting out with a lot of games on the road. And
by winning them so far, that's going to really put you in strong shape for the end of the season when they start coming back and having some home games. But just kind of talk about the challenges being on the road early, and it really seems like this is a team that enjoys that type of challenge and enjoys being together on the road.
Yeah, I definitely enjoy it. I think the coaching staff does just such a great job of getting us ready for games, and the biggest thing for us is just our concentration on the road. There's a lot of moving pieces, you know, whether we're traveling, we're tired, or we've been on a bus, but you still have to come out and give the energy and concentration that you need to win as if you're at home. That's just one of the biggest challenges, but the coaching staff does a great job, and the guys have all bought in, and we're falling into our roles, so I think we're on our way.
Well, the finals week this week, things going pretty well for you there?
Yeah. Things are going pretty good. I got done today, so.
So it's going real good the rest
it's
of the week,
It's going
right?
really well. I can't lie. Had two hard ones on Monday, but that's about it.
And I feel to study right now, just to kind of talk a little bit about the academic side for you.
I'm studying biopsych, hopefully to go into occupational therapy or physical therapy. And I don't know, who knows, I might just end up in ministry after it's all said and done, so. Basically the plan right now. I don't know for sure.
Well, you got some time, I think.
Yep, for sure.
Well, Devontae's been a lot of fun watching you so far this year, and I'm looking forward to the rest of the season for
Sounds
you.
Good. Appreciate it.
And that's Devontae Mosby of the Bearcat basketball team. We'll continue to talk men's basketball as we'll be joined by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And we'll talk with Ben right after this timeout on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcast live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville. Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at 562-4657.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Remington Nature Center in St. Joseph, featuring the Journey Through Time display. The center also features the life-size replica of a woolly mammoth, an aviary, and available conference space. More at stjoenaturecenter.info.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on this Wednesday evening, and joined now by the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And Ben, team off to another great start. And as we talked a little bit earlier, I'm doing a lot of it on the road, but you finally had a chance to get a home game in the conference this Sunday afternoon, and took care of business with Pittsburgh State in a very strong second half against the Gorillas.
Yeah, our kids, I thought the first half we really executed too. I thought the whole game defensively we were locked in, not a lot of mental errors. Our kids are starting to really execute our scouting reports. You know, they're playing tough, pressure, physical basketball, and then we're also getting extra possessions by doing a good job on the defensive boards, doing a good job on the O boards, and then taking care of the basketball like we've always done. So our kids right now are playing at a high level. We just need to continue that now.
It really seems like, again, you've had a lot of players have been in the program for a while, but to bring in a couple new guys, and it really seems like that's beginning to gel where they understand the roles that they're in, and everybody seems to be really on the same page right now.
Yeah, that's the big thing that's difficult with our program is kids really need to be unselfish and they really need to give to the program to receive and you know, to win championships. That's how you win. And as the season progresses, kids understand their roles a little bit better. And once you start to understand your role more and more, you start to be able to branch out and kind of do other things. But you've kind of got to get that that niche that you have that you're great at, rather than just being good at everything. Let's try to be great at one or two things, and so that everybody knows that what you're doing, and we're all on the same page. And we have a group of guys that is doing that right now.
And I think it's important when you look at minutes played. A lot of guys that have had a lot of success elsewhere come in, and their minutes might not be quite as much as where they might be somewhere else, but they're meaningful minutes when they get onto the floor.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, this, everybody that's suited up for the most part is going to get minutes because we've only got eight guys. So you know, they're going to play, and they just need to be ready to play and play the minutes that they're supposed to. And, you know, some games we want to play bigger, some games we want to play smaller, and, you know, some games some guys are hot, and some games are not. So it just depends on the game, and we can't have guys sensitive about that. Guys just need to understand, hey, you know, this game we needed this game we needed that, and you know, be ready to go.
It's been fun seeing the progress of Anthony Woods.
Well, he's one of those kids that we've talked about that he's embraced his role and started to attack his role, and he's just playing off of other people. As that progresses, then you see him make a few more. He's starting to understand the ball screens. He's starting to understand his reads more. He's starting to not force as much. He's just letting it come to him, and it's really impressive when you see guys that just play to their strengths, how good they can be, and he's one that's doing that right now.
In a good shape right now, undefeated in the conference, opening up with three very tough games on the road, and then getting home to face Pittsburgh State. But I think the important thing is, really, when you see that schedule, you really haven't let the fact that you got to be on the road affect you very much, and it really seems like you've embraced the schedule at this point.
We have so far. You know, so far we've played at a high level, and you know, obviously we got to go two more on the road before Christmas, which the two really difficult places to play again. And you know, you got to gear up, you got to get excited, and you got to attack the games. So hopefully we can do that. But yeah, road, home, I don't think it makes as much of a difference how we play. I think it does affect teams when they come to our place. I think we have a very difficult place to play. And so, you know, that gives us an advantage. But as far as us being ready on the road or hitting shots on the road versus home, I think we're pretty much the same team.
Then we're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. We'll come back and talk more with Ben about the upcoming weekend, as he alluded to, on the road this weekend. We'll talk about the two games coming up right after this timeout. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers a selection of new automobiles and pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com or 660-582-3677.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Taco John's of Maryville and St. Joseph, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Taco John's is open Sunday through Thursday until midnight and Friday and Saturday until 2 a.m. More at ilovetacojohns.com.
This Bearcat broadcast is being underwritten by Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce Twaddle and Brian Viertaler, along with their wives, Polly and Rebecca, provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville. Across from Walmart, Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 660-582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. The right bank is right at your fingertips. We're at NVB.com or at any of their eight locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show, broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. Again, we're talking with the head coach of the Bearcat men's basketball program, Ben McCollum. And Ben, a couple more games on the road this weekend. Head to Jefferson City for a Friday night matchup with Lincoln. And first of all, let's just talk about that game.
Lincoln is not the Lincoln of old. You know, I think that last season, you know, obviously I said that they were the best. What did they have? 5-6 wins. The best 5-6 win team that we played that probably I've seen. I mean, they were really good last year for the amount of wins that they had. They just couldn't get over the hump. This year they're 4-0 at home, 2-1 in conference. They lead the conference in scoring offense by about 8 or 9. You know, offensively, they're excellent. They got two guards, 123 points a game, 119 points a game. They get up and down the floor. Defensively, they're okay. They guard you enough, but they're a good basketball team. Might be our best challenge of the year thus far.
And then after that, you're on the road to keep on heading east over to St. Charles to face Lyndon Wood. That's always traditionally a pretty tough place to play.
I think so. I haven't watched them. I don't know anything about their record. I would guess that they have a lot back, and I would guess that they're going to be a challenge. And so, again, same concept. We're going to have to be ready to go both games, and especially Lincoln first off, and you know, they're trying to make a name for themselves, and obviously what better team to beat than us to make a name for yourself.
A little bit different schedule pattern. We'll talk a little bit about that during the break. We're really no set night that the MIAA has been playing on, or at least early in the schedule. I think things will settle down a little bit as we get back after the Christmas break. But it works out well, I guess, with finals this week, where you could get all those out of the way before you head to the road for Friday night's game.
Yeah, I think second semester will be more Wednesday, Thursday, and then Saturday. So, I mean, I think it'll go back to that. Right now, the finals kind of screw everything up. The 22-game schedule hurts it a little bit. And, playing six games before Christmas, that's unheard of, you know, in conference. So, but I like it. I like conference. I get up for it. And I like seeing the same teams and, you know, see what adjustments they make and try to make adjustments towards them and try to gear your guys up, hopefully our guys will be ready.
Yeah, it used to be you had a month or two to really get things rolling before the conference season would start in January, but you really have to have the team ready to go early in the season now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got to have kids ready and got to know your roles early. You got to be at a high level of concentration, especially now. I mean, we're taking everybody's best shot. You know, I mean, we go to Central Missouri and it's blackout night. Sure enough, we go to Missouri Southern and it's whiteout night. I don't know what night we're going into Lincoln. I think it's like Jefferson City Public School night, so they'll have the entire city there. So, it's just what it is, and we enjoy it. We like the target, and gets our kids up.
All right, Ben, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thank you.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat men's basketball team, Ben McCollum. And we'll come back and wrap things up from tonight's program right after this timeout. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More information available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat Coaches Show comes from Carson's Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Back at Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we wrap up another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. A busy weekend coming up, but it all starts Friday night on the Bearcat Radio Network and KXCV as well, with basketball from Jefferson City, Lincoln University, the men and women, with women to tip off at 5:30, the airtime at 5:10, and then, of course, more basketball on Sunday over in St. Charles with Lindenwood. So basketball gets quite a few games here in a short period of time.
Yeah, and a lot of miles as well. Yeah. A lot of windshield time. So, but it's good that they can get those two trips out of the way in one weekend. And,
you know, from here on out with basketball, the schedule really starts to look pretty good with five out of their first six on the road. So it really will turn, and we'll get to see a ton of basketball in Bearcat Arena in the new year.
And sandwiched between those two games on our airwaves, a little bit of a football game coming up Saturday.
Yeah, the best part about the end of the coaches show tonight is we're now 1 hour closer than we were at the start to kickoff of Saturday's national championship game.
And that's at 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. We'll have the broadcast on KXCV, KRNW, beginning at 2 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day. Don't forget again, Bearcat women and men's basketball Friday night from Jefferson City. 5:10 is airtime for that doubleheader. And then on Sunday from St. Charles with Lindenwood, it'll be 12:40 airtime before the 1 o'clock tip-off for the women with the men's game to follow on Sunday afternoon. So a lot of basketball and football coming up this weekend. And just keep your dial tuned right here if you can't make it down to the national championship game or any of the basketball coming up throughout this weekend. Thanks to everyone involved with our broadcast. Again, broadcasting from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville this evening. For Matt Gorder and Karen Lawrence, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's. Yeah.